Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Gratitude is a shield. Gratitude is a great attitude. It sets you apart from the crowd of complainers, and it causes people to ask, "What do you know that we don't know?" Wouldn't you just love to silence the complainers in your life? Maybe you can relate to this poem by Shel Silverstein called Complainin' Jack. This morning, my old jack-in-the-box popped out and wouldn't get back in the box. He cried, "Hey, there's a tack in the box, and it's cutting me through and through. There is also a crack in the box, and I never find a snack in the box, and sometimes I hear a quack in the box, 'cause a duck lives in here too. Complain, complain is all he did. I finally had to close the lid." Since, as Christians, we can't really close the lid on the complaining people around us, maybe there's something else we can do. I can think of three possibilities. One, we could entirely avoid complaining people. But to do this wouldn't allow us to live our lives as the salt and light Jesus called us to, Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. After all, in order for salt to season or light to drive away darkness, the salt and light have to be in close proximity to those they are helping. Two, we could simply ignore the negativity, be around it, but do nothing about it. But both Paul and Jesus call us to engage with people in a way that points them to the good news of the gospel, Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16, and Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. And three, if we cannot avoid complainers nor remain apathetic about them, we must find a way to engage them, but protect our hearts in the process. We learn from the Apostle Paul's letter to Philippi that gratitude is our shield against anything that would seek to steal our joy. Further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Philippians chapter 3, verse 1. In the Greek, the root word for safeguard means fail, but when we add the prefix, it becomes cannot fail. So rejoicing makes us secure, firm, reliable. Quite simply, that means that gratitude is our attitude protector, because gratitude is our shield against anything that would seek to steal our joy. Jesus used the same word for rejoicing even when we are facing insults, exclusion, and persecution. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For that is how their ancestors treated the prophets. Luke chapter 6, verses 22 and 23. Both Jesus in this passage and Paul in Philippians chapter 3, verse 1 remind us that our rejoicing is in the Lord. We are not expected to rejoice in our circumstances, but in who God is for us. Matthew Henry noted, "The more we rejoice in Christ, the more willing we shall be to do and to suffer for Him, and the less danger we shall be in of being drawn away from Him." I like both the proactive and reactive use of rejoicing that John Henry Jowett identifies when he says, "Gratitude is a vaccine, an antitoxin, and an antiseptic." Rejoicing is never supposed to be a one-and-done action, but it is an ongoing lifestyle. As Paul wrote to the Christians at Philippi just a few verses later, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Gratitude is a shield, a vaccine, an antitoxin, and an antiseptic, but it doesn't protect us unless we use it. In order to use this shield whenever it's needed, we have to be constantly reminded to be grateful. This is where we can leverage the power of our brain's reticular activating system. I shared a short video about how to do this on the podcast last week. I've shared a link in the show notes. Gratitude is a great attitude. And grateful people are a winsome testimony of God's love and provision to those complainin' jacks we all encounter. Try it and see what a difference it will make with those you are around this week. To check out all of the sermons in this series on gratitude, check out the link I've shared in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.